It's been dubbed halal hysteria, with headlines especially from The Sun and Daily Mail accusing some of the UK's biggest food chains of introducing halal products by stealth and failing to inform consumers that some of what they had eaten had been killed in line with Islamic rules on animal welfare.
There's, of course, a very real conversation to be had about the source of our food and just how something gets from farm to table, bearing in mind, of course, the recent horse meat scandal that rocked the UK. But what some commentators and charities have picked up on is the rather insidious nature of the conversation concerning Islam that's somehow been brought into the discussion on halal food.
Britain's largest Muslim umbrella body, the Muslim Council of Britain, reacted to the news with a statement which reads in part,
"We welcome any move by mainstream companies to cater for Muslim consumers. At the end of the day, informed consumer choice rather than prejudice should be the motivating factor here."
For their part, the companies at the heart of the issue say they're simply responding to demand and have not kept the fact that they stock halal products a secret. Consumers responded to the news.
"Meat is meat at the end of the day, but some people mind how it was slaughtered or killed in the first place. Yeah. Me personally, I don't really mind, you know, like I said, meat is meat. But some people like to know how it was slaughtered, and some people may not agree with the way it's with the method it was slaughtered."
"It's like kind of religious, so most of the people, they don't want to know what's going on in the world, you know. We have lots of customers, British, Polish, all the people here."
The issue of appropriate labelling for those who wish to observe their dietary rules must be addressed, but so too should scaremongering about Islamic values and beliefs within the mainstream. Amina Taylor, Press TV, London.